I'm wondering if I have time to read a poem. I think I'll do it. Okay. This is a cycle of four or five shortish poems called To the Chinese Comrades. I think it is apropos. Dedicated, needless to say, to Chairman Mao. It's in sections. This is not just a poem to the Chinese comrades as of now, but to my own very personal conception of the Chinese people and through history and my own peculiar feeling of relationship to them and to their cousins, the American Indians. The armies of China and Russia stand facing across a wide plain. This is a dream. Khrushchev on one side and Mao on the other. Khrushchev calls out, "Pay me the money you owe me." Mao laughs and laughs, long hair flops, his face round and smooth. The armies start marching. They meet. Without clashing, they march through each other, lines between lines. All the time, Mao Zedong laughing. He takes heaps of money. He laughs and he gives it to Khrushchev. Chairman Mao's belongings on the march. This refers to the Long March of the 1930s. Chairman Mao's belongings on the march. Two cotton and wool mixture blankets, a sheet, two pants and jacket, a sweater, a patched umbrella, an enamel mug for a rice bowl, a gray briefcase with nine pockets. Like Han Shan standing there, or rubbing off some cliff, hair sticking out smiling, maybe rolling a homegrown Yan'an cigarette, took a crack at politics, the world is all one, crawling out that hillside cave dirt house. Whatever happened to Wong, quit Chinese school, slugged his dad, left the laundry, went to sea, out the Golden Gate, did he make A.B.? Black, eggshell thin, thoughts of Lung Shan, maybe 3,000 years B.C. You have killed. I saw the Tibetans just down from the passes, limping in high felt boots, sweating in furs, flatland heat. And from Almora, gazing at Trishul, the new maps from Peking, call it all China. Clear down to here and the Gangetic Plain. From Hong Kong, new territories on a fine rise, see the other side. Stubbed fields, geese, ducks, and children, far off cries. Down the river, tiny men, walk a plank, maybe loading little river boat. Is that China? Flat, brown, and wide? The ancestors, what did they leave us? Confucius. A few old buildings remain, and tons of soil gone. Mountains turned desert, stone-cropped flood, stripped hills, the useless wandering river mouths, salt swamps, silt on the floor of the sea. Wind-borne glacial flower, ice age of Europe, dust storms from Ordos to Finland, the lists of Yan'an, glaciers shrink and vanish like summer clouds. Cross the snowy mountain, we shall see Chairman Mao. The year the Long March started, I was four. How long has this gone on? Rivers to wade, mountains to cross. Charles Leong showed me how to hold my chopsticks like the brush. Upstairs, a Chinese restaurant catty corner from the police, Portland, Oregon, 1951. Yakima Indian horseman, hair black as crows, shovel-shaped incisors, epicanthic fold, misty cliffs and peaks of the Columbia, old loggers vanish in the rocks. They wouldn't tote me rice and soy sauce across the dam. Snyder, you getting just like a damn Chinaman. Gambling with the Wasco and the Wishram by the river under Hee-Hee Butte, and bought a hard round loaf of weird bread from a bakery in a tent in a camp of Tibetans at Bodh Gaya, where Gautama used to stay.